الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just to recap, we had discussed that our main object here, which the Quran specifies for us, is to acquire taqwa, the fear of Allah, the obedience of Allah, to take all our precautions. That is what the whole month of Ramadan is about, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to gain closeness to Allah. And for that, we had explained, one easy way is just think of the favors of Allah, which we can think about. There are billions besides that which we cannot think about. But what we can think about, and then it's only not even a animal, even plants show their appreciation to those who show kindness to them. Plants also show. If a person goes with a scissor to a plant, it reacts accordingly. And if you go with a petting hand on the plant reacts accordingly. Everything has got life in it. So we as Muslims, and we who have come for i'tikaf, we should show more love and appreciation to Allah. By that, the love of Allah will come into us. That burning love for our benefactor, who has shown favors upon us. And then we mold it to show that love, not in any wild way, but according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bring our lives, that is the appreciation, according to sunnah. The minute a person has done that, he's cultivated the love, and we can feel now, I'm loving Allah ta'ala. And we show that love according to the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah pure ke pure uchak lenge. Allah will just pick us up completely and make us His. Yuhbibkumullah. What more we want? And more than that, whatever gunas we might have made, we have weaknesses. Allah in the plural, in the present and future, mudari wa yaghfir lakum dhunub, He will forgive your sins, He will keep on forgiving your sins. We are weak, we will keep on making mistakes also. But guarantee from Allah, I will keep on forgiving your sins also. To complement that, what more greater thing that what we had, the ayat of yesterday, that the greatest thing a person comes close to Allah is by our faraiz. So let us become conscious of our faraiz, that we make them regularly, whether it's in the namazes, the faraiz, whether it's in the rozas, our rozas, whether it is our zakat, hajj, whatever things. And there are many more things which are faraz upon us also. Our islah is faraz upon us. To acquire the love of Allah is faraz upon us. To be kind and considerate to fellow people, our family people, many more. So all our faraiz, let us think of them, and we fulfill them. And then we fulfill them in the best way. Especially concentrate on our namazes. Or every posture of namaz must be right. Namaz must be in the right place. That is for a man in the masjid. For a woman at home. The best time. And all the four madhabs have explained, according to our madhab, which is the best time of namaz. Make the namaz in the best time. All the aspects. Make our namaz, and we make dua, and we beg Allah also, grant me a namaz, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Such my namaz becomes that my namaz stops me from all gunas. Give me a namaz, O Allah, which qad aflaha al mu'minun, alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Give me that falah, that complete success. For those who are in the namazes and they have got concentration and devotion. They do all the postures also properly, concentration and devotion. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Who look after their namaz. They guard. That means every aspect they do properly. And that namaz, that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا On its fixed time. And that namaz, that حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. They guard your namazes, not just perform them. Make sure you do them properly. قوموا لله قانتين. With humility and humbleness you stand in front of Allah. Am I conscious of my standing in front of my Creator, my benefactor, the one who has full control of my life, who gave me my life, who controls my life, to whom I'm going to return? So namaz we try and make like that, all our farais. Then to complement our farais, and together with complementing our farais, all nawafil are to complement our farais. Therefore, those namazes, our zuhr, maghrib and isha, which have got sunnat muakkada after them, the nawafil, in this sense, these are counted among the nawafil, in contrast to the farais. They are there to complement our farais. Any deficiencies in our farais, anything left short, then these namazes will, so therefore, make them as soon as possible after the farais. Don't let gaps come in between. Between the farz of zuhr, maghrib and isha, and the sunnat muakkad. They make them as soon as for the dua also should be as short as possible. So then Allah gave us all our nawafil also. And by that, on top of that, our nawafil, we come so close to Allah. We keep on gaining proximity, closeness to Allah, until the hadith says, Allah becomes the eyes by which you look, the hands by which you hold. That means now those namazes will save you from all the things you wanted to stay away, all your haram, all the guna things. And not only that, you will gain the love of doing the right things now, which unfortunately, generally we don't have. We do it, those who are pious, voluntarily, happily, but that love and enjoyment to that we do, how we look forward to a meal. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that we should make such effort that how we look forward to our meal, we must look forward to our namazes like that. Look forward to our tilawat like that. And we should get more enjoyment of namaz, tilawat, dhikr, dua than what we get of our sitting at our meals, etc. So our nafal namazes Allah Ta'ala makes becomes like that. And we'll be gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So in our nawafil, we have mentioned that with our rawatib, our five times namaz, all the nafals, let us start making them. Zuhar, the last two sunnahs, the four asr before asr, farz of asr, the nafals after maghrib, nafals after isha, let us make all those namazes. By that, we will gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And we'll, our status, our rewards will keep on increasing. And nafal namazes, we can make on behalf of our marhumin and other people, even living people. Make namaz on them. At least we have that that opportunity to make their khidmat. Otherwise, we don't do. Where? We wait for qurbani once a year. Few people have that wealth, so much extra. And who have got that heart that they make for marhumin also. So why wait for once in a year, every day, with our tilawat of Quran? Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, don't wait for the khatam of the Quran and make dua. Every time you read Quran, make dua. And pass that sawab every time to your marhumin. Don't just wait when you're going to make khatam. Then you do it all collectively. But every time. So but how many of us make tilawat also? Namazes, more make namaz than what we are making tilawat. So our namazes, and the other faras, wajib, sunnat muakkada, we can't pass that sawab. It's only the nafal we can do. And what great reward go to them. One person who had read three times qulu Allah, and he passed the sawab to one of his marhumin. That then at night he saw him in a dream. That person said, since I'm here now, in that life, and he wanted to, he made dua, Allah granted him to read Quran. He said, I've made 700,000 khatams here. No other work there. 700,000 khatams, but no sawab for them all. Only the enjoyment and the pleasure of reading Quran Sharif. But the three qulu Allah sawab you sent, that has raised my position very greatly. So for ourselves also, for our marhumin also. And we would like to do good for our parents, the cause that we came in this world. And coming in this world is not to live it up in this world. And we have become so oblivious, so much we have gone off track. Now, we're living in the lives of the people of the dunya, which is dominated by the kuffar, that we've totally forgotten for what we... Allah gave us a dunya, mazra'atul akhirah. Here we came, that fully to prepare for akhirah. And by the way, you see to your dunya's needs. We made fully dunya our object. And by the way, we will fit in namaz, and that's a pious person now, whose object is dunya, living for dunya, but he just fits in dunya deen also. He's a pious person. We have, the definition of pious is completely gone wrong also. We are here only for akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all these nawafil, and our object of life, to prepare for akhirat. So how much we could prepare? Our nawafil, we could gain so much closeness to Allah. Then the other nawafil we explained very briefly, the nawafil, the sawabs of ishraq, jasht, awwabin, and tahajjud, and great rewards in there. Then added to that, with all those rewards, there are other nawafils also, which also we must be making. Especially if a person likes to think himself pious, and I'm practicing on deen, see if I'm practicing. We should be making regularly Salatul Hajah. Every moment we have got needs, and there are some particular needs that we have got. And we, if I want to fulfill my needs, I'm my God myself. I'm the creator of my action. Everything is in my control. I will do it. We don't ask Allah. We don't hand it over to Allah. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, even if your shoelace breaks, ask Allah Ta'ala. We won't think of Allah Ta'ala at all. Everything. So Salatul Hajah, at least once a day, we should make Salatul Hajah also. We are drowning in gunas all the time. Our ibadat is also guna. Our tawbah also requires tawbah. So we have to be making so much tawbah. Ask myself, when did I ever make Salatul Tawbah, 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah? That should be a regular feature in our lives also. Then Salatul Shukr. We are drowning in Allah's shukr. We make verbal shukr. We must make the dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin. But make 2 rakats of Salatul Shukr. At least once a day we make Salatul Shukr also. Then Salatul Istikhara. We all have to be making decisions all the time. Whether it's our personal matters, simple things. We have to be, must I eat first? Must I read my namaz first? Must I go today to town? Must I go tomorrow? Must I go, we're going to meet auntie? Must we go this week? Must we go? Dunya things we have to be making. To be making perfect for action, that we ask Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gave us as a gift Salatul Istikhara. Those who are not Muslims, who must they turn to? Go to some fortune teller? Where is he going to put them? Go to some other people who see the stars and all funny things. Allah gave us, you make direct mashura with me. Istikhara is mashura with Allah Ta'ala. And who can give you better mashura than Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala not only tells us what to do, puts us, guides us on that also. Together with this also remember one great amal, very simple. We all should try and do any time of the day, read 7 times, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Any time, wherever we are. By the barakat of that, all our decisions we have to make, Allah will let us make correct decisions. So much so that even if you are making bayan, we are in Jamaat, 6, 7 satis, who must make bayan? Allah put in the Amir's heart the right person. The person making bayan, while he's making bayan, many thoughts come. Must I say this? No, I mustn't say that. We don't know at what a fantastic speed this brain, what a computer. The world's computer still, Qiyamah cannot work what Allah has put in everyone's brain. So by reading this, all the time we'll make the right decision. Allah will guide us. Allah give us Tawbah. So Allah gave us death namaz also. So Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Safar. Make safar, when we're going on safar, make 2 rakats namaz before that. If you haven't got the courage to make it just before going on safar, you're going today 10 o'clock for safar, ishraq time make your 2 rakats. You are going tomorrow 3 o'clock in the morning, after isha make it. If you can, make it just before the safar. But otherwise, make it in the namaz before that. So we make a salatul safar also. Then tahiyyatul masjid also. How many of us make? We are in i'tikaf. We have to go to toilet. We come, or fuqaha have written, the namaz, masjid, we normally make our namaz in, once in 24 hours, we should try and make 2 rakats of tahiyyatul masjid. But is that in our life that we are making tahiyyatul masjid? The greeting. We tell our children ourselves, we're going to Dada today, we're going to Nana. When you go, don't just start playing with the children. First go make salam to Dada. Make salam to Nana. We come to the masjid, we don't like make salam to Allah. Tahiyyatul masjid we read. It is, we are in Allah's house, but we're not greeting Allah Ta'ala. And we, at least, if not, every time we come, and the occasion is there, at least once in 24 hours, make 2 rakats of Tahiyyatul masjid. Tahiyyatul wudu. Allah blessed us with the great, what a blessing wudu is. Our gunas are forgiven. And for every drop of water that is used, the last drop that goes out, goes with all our gunas. So we should make shukr, make tahiyyatul wudu also. When do we make that also? And so tahiyyatul wudu, which are the namazes. So all these namazes we should make now. Whole day we'll only make namaz now. No time for anything else. Allah bless our shariat. What a shariat. That we can't make niyat of all our faraz namazes in one namaz. We have to make every namaz on its time. Inna salata, every namaz. Kanat inna salata al mu'minina kitabam mawquta. They are fixed, we can't. So, but our nafal, we can make all that niyat in 2 rakats. Now just imagine what a gift. We can make Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Istikhara, Salatul Safar, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Tahiyyatul Wudu. All this in 2 rakats, we can make all that. And for we make only 2 rakats, but we get paid for all making 7, 8 namazes like. Where in the world, who will give you a job? That you come and do your job, 2 hours you work, and we will count it as though you worked 16 hours. And we will pay you according to that. Allah Ta'ala is there. So why don't we? And especially now when we are in i'tikaf, and we have come to learn and benefit from this. Take this, and this is, after Ramadan is finished, then our test will come. How much we benefited from our i'tikaf, and how much we benefited from our Ramadan. So if these things carry on in our, and they are practical, it is just like, if I'm speaking like this, we might think, oh, where are we going to get all that time, my whole life now, nothing. I have to close my shop. My wife says I have to close my kitchen. Nothing else, just make ibadat all the time. No, it is just like we are making 5 times namaz. We came here for i'tikaf. Everything, and we all our dunya's life, any shortage? Or is it increasing our dunya's? Are we driving now? Are we going on somebody pushing us on a wheelbarrow when we have to go somewhere? Or are we driving more smart cars now? Our food, is it gone very simple now? Or are we eating more and more such food that we never thought before? Our parents never dreamt of the food we are eating now. Allah will give. And just like we can't understand, we do all this, Allah will give. But then Allah made it easy. Just in 2 rakats, you can get all this. And which 2? Not a separate 2. You're reading your ishraq. In that ishraq, you make niyat of all this. And you'll get all that sawab. You're making your chast, you make your wabin, your tahajjud, and all those nafal. You make niyat of all this. Just a matter of niyat. And all we should try and read that kitab, maximizing on our actions, the niyat that we can do, how much we can gain. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So whenever we make any of our nafal namazes, I will try and make our nafals, but our five times daily faras. Nafals, the chas, ishraq, tahajjud, etc. And make all this niyat also. Then on top of that, make niyat in every nafal namaz for our marhumeen. Sometimes make general for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the whole ummah, and for all the Muslims of before also. And al-ahya minhum wal-amwat, those who are living now, those who have passed away, those who are still going to be born, make niyat, and accordingly that thawab will reach everyone. And what we make like for our parents, for our ustads, our mashayikh, that thawab reaches them. Even if we don't make the niyat, whatever our parents, all our nafal ibadat, thawab also goes to them. It comes clearly in the Quran. Man qara al Quran, a person who reads Quran Sharif, parents will be given a crown like the excellence of the sun's radiance in their own house. And it here is not written you must make niyat to pass the thawab, must go to your parents. You just do your work and your parents were the cause. How much your ustad taught you, how much your sheikh guided you, according to that, they will get the thawab also. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person who gives a student of deen in his 8-10 years of studies, one meal he gave him to eat. And after that, the student does 50 years deen's khidmat. According to your one meal input, in all his khidmat, you getting your return. If you gave more than that, you sponsored the student for the year. All that thawab you will get. His whole course, 8-10 years you sponsored him. And on the other hand, you sponsor a student to go to university, all that guna he's doing there. He's making the guna, you getting this guna also. And yeah, all the good that he does, you're going to get that thawab also. So we will get all that thawab. Really, this is the bazaar offers a thawab. Not only Ramadan. Ramadan, you can't imagine. Ramadan, Allah made the price of water the price of fuel. And the price of fuel, Allah made it the price of gold. And this is what you are getting. You filled up all your filling station, because now Ramadan coming, people going to come and fill up here. I must have enough and I'll get lot of reward for it. Now in Ramadan, Allah said, all your water also, I make it the price of fuel. And your fuel, I make it the price of gold now. This is, how can we waste time in this month? And Allah's ihsan, that i'tikaf, that you cannot waste time out of the masjid. Otherwise your i'tikaf will break. Take it on me, on my own side. If I waste time in the masjid, my i'tikaf will break also. It won't break, but take it. I must say, I can't waste time. Yeah, how valuable the time has become. So I must spend every moment. So we make all our nawafils like that, with all this niyat. And for as many people we make niyat, they will get the sawab. And when we make the niyat of passing the sawab, our sawab increases. For the good action of being kind to them. And passing our parents will get the sawab. But we make the niyat, now you did birri walidain, being good to your parents, to anyone else. Now you're getting that sawab also. So that sawab is increased and it comes back to you. If 5-6 people are sitting and eating together, and you take one lukma, one niwala, one morsel, and you put in this brother's mouth, that one, everyone, all of them, he's putting in us, let us all five will put in your mouth. You put one in them, you'll get five. So when we send the sawab, we will get so much more, we cannot imagine. Really, to become a wali of Allah, this, Allah send us in this world to become His wali. Allah la nas'alukum rizqa, nahnu narzukukum. Allah said clearly, we didn't ask you to earn your own rosy also. We have taken on ourselves, we will feed you. Allah has taken, we all know that one buzurg, somebody said, you're only making ibadat, you're not earning anything, you must earn also. So he said that, I'm here in this world, I'm the guest of Allah. Allah has brought me in His house, He has invited me. And according to by Allah Ta'ala, 1 year is 1,000 years. كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Of what you can count 1,000 years. And our Nabi has sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that any guest you get, his right to be your guest is for 3 days. So for 3,000 years I got no worry. It's Allah's responsibility. After 3,000 years I'll think now that I must go earn my rose, I must arrange my own food. But for 3,000 years I got no worry. And not even three, forever we are there. Allah has promised to give us. But we are taking full responsibility of what Allah is responsible for. And what we are fully responsible for, our deen, our namazes, our living a life, that we taking no responsibility. We are, you know, two people working, this one got this job, that one got that job. You doing that person's job fully. And your own job you're not doing at all. You're going to be in big problems. You're going to get fired. You're not doing your job. So we want to do the boss's job. Eh? Allahu Akbar. Today's in time also, but Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that one person, a driver, went in for an interview for a driving job by somebody to do become his driver. So in the interview, he told him that show me your safe and where you keep your money. The person, the new person interview and he's asking for the safe. Then he said, I want to see your wife and your daughters, how they look. The stranger, forget interview even being completed, he'll chase him out from there. But he takes the job and he becomes the driver. And now after some time when the boss has got full trust on him, one day the boss will phone him, I got the bank deposit ready. But I didn't do the deposit and we have to meet our payment. The deposit must be done. The key of the safe is kept certain place. Take the key, open the safe and go and do the... Now he got thrust on you. And then her boss will say, today my wife wants to go shopping. Take her shopping. And now her boss will tell you, take my wife. My daughters have to go to school. They have to go here. They have to go. You take them. So when the trust is built, everything will happen. Now we just beforehand, we expect everything. Get the trust first and the trust of Allah. Allah knows everything. لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah knows, but Allah says, we did this so we could make out who are the believers. Allah knows who are the believers. Allah knows who are the munafiqeen. But practically, Allah wants to spell it out also. So, hujjat on yourself that you can't say it wasn't. Now you have proven I'm a munafiq, or I'm a mu'min, or I'm a truthful person, or I'm a liar. You will prove it yourself. So anyway, so our nawafil, Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we can make this isali sawab for all these people, and we get much more. And then again, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, Allahu Akbar. And Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Mashaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, how beautifully he has explained it. Hazrat said, giving of pension, which government departments do, governments do, big companies do, they give their workers pension. Say they learn from Allah to give pension. That Allah said, when my banda gets old, now he can't work anymore now. So Allah tells the malaika, he was, whole life he was making his nawafil also. All. But now he's old, he can't do it. He's bedridden, whatever. But you keep on writing the sawab. Now he's getting pension. Without working, he's... But if you are not working in a company, and then you go to that company, I'm old now, give me pension. We don't know you from a bar of blue soap. Where you come? Who are you that you want? If we weren't doing our nawafil, and then we say, Ya Allah, give me that sawab, but you were not working. So work in the company of the nafil namazes. In Allah's shopping lane of Allah Ta'ala, you'll see shops there of nafil namaz, of many other, of durood sharif. What a big stock exchange of durood sharif is carrying on. And buy your shares of durood sharif and see what dividends you'll get all the time. So what we were doing, our pension now Allah Ta'ala gives us when we become old. But work in that company first. Unless our share says the big companies, government departments learn to give travel allowance, they learn from Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives travel allowance. When you go on safar, then your four namazes become two now. Allah gave you allowance now. On safar, your namaz is qasar. It's not that it becomes maaf. When you are on safar, then your namazes don't. It's not that they become maaf, they become half. So Allah gave that allowance. All your nafils that you are normally making, your tahajjud at night. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when you're on safar, you don't make tahajjud. Jab muft ko mile khane ko, kai ko jaye kamane ko. Jab muft mein mile khane ko, you get for free food, the guest has prepared. Why are you going earn money and going buy food? It's ready there. In safar, your tahajjud, Allah gives you free the sawab. Your awabin, your chas, how much you can make, you can, if you have the opportunity, make it. But Allah is giving free sawab. On safar, Allah gives safar allowance also. That when my banda is on safar, now because of the demands of safar, he can't make his namazes, I write the sawab. But of course, what we can do, our sunnat-e-mu'akkada becomes nafal in safar. But don't just give them up. When there is occasion, make them. If it is that now we are on the move, etc., you haven't got chance to make them, then you leave them. It's no problem. But otherwise, make them also. So Allah gives sick leave also. The government and all companies you work, they will write in the contract, 3 weeks sick leave. Or they might specify 21 days. Sick leave, not more than that. Allah gives you sick leave as long as you are sick. As long as you are sick now, Allah tells the malaik, my banda, he was working in my company. He was doing all nafal ibadat also. But now he's sick, he can't do it. So you still write the sawab. You still pay him, you give him his, and don't let him come collect his sawab, my wages. You go and deliver it to him at his house. You just give him his sawabs all the time. So Allah gives pension also. Allah gives travel allowance also. Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. And much more than that Allah Ta'ala gives. We work it. So our nafal namazes, Allah make it that we do it properly. Then more than that, what our nafal namazes, we might think that is now more than enough. My plate is full. No more plates. But Allah has put now zikrullah also. Wala zikrullahi akbar. And make the zikr of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Another great way to gain the closeness of Allah is the zikr of Allah. And the zikr of Allah, you don't need wudu. You make it with wudu, much more better, of course. You don't have to face qibla. You face qibla, much more valuable, of course. And you don't have to sit in the respectful way, even while lying down. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. And all positions you make the zikr of, but you sit with adab, respect, much more reward also. So Allah gave us another great, great edit. Now your plate is full, but now they're just pouring some Worcester sauce on there. Or they're just pouring some olive oil now. Or some za'atar they are putting. What was so much more enjoyable. You won't say, no, my plate is full. No, you bring, put some more also. Allah is putting now zikrullah in our plate. Zikrullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zikrullah zikran kathira. O you who believe, make Allah zikr, how much? Kathira. For no other ibadat did Allah use the word kathir but for zikr. And everywhere, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ At the end, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Not for Muslim, not for Mu'min, not Mutasaddiqeen, not Mutasaddiqat, not Saimeen, not Saimat. Zikr, make Allah's abundance, zikr in abundance. So we must make Allah's zikr, which is in abundance. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. And also remember, Allah has said at places, Uzkurullah. Remember Allah Ta'ala, the being of Allah. Other places Allah says, Wazkurisma Rabbi. Remember the name of Allah. So take the name of Allah, and the name will make you remember the Zat of Allah. If you say, for example, somebody, where's Yusuf? I haven't seen Yusuf. It's not the name Yusuf you want, the person of Yusuf. So the name of Allah Ta'ala. Take the name of Allah, and if you now all are sitting there, few people, your children, you say, Yusuf, then Yusuf will come. So when you take the name of Allah, Allah is present. And Allah is there for us at all times. So, Uzkurullah zikran kathira. That is what Allah commands us. And then in practical, it comes in the hadith. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, you remember me for a little while after Asr, after Fajr, I am sufficient for you for the balance of the time. And according to it appears, the study of hadith, our ulama say, that little after Asr and after Fajr, 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 34, La ilaha hawla wa la quwwata, or whichever that way. So how little? And Allah says, I will be sufficient for you for the rest of the time. Allah commands us with the heaviest, and is satisfied with the least. Allah is happy and accepts the least. Allah commanded Ismail alayhi salam to be slaughtered, the son of Ibrahim. Allah was prepared with a ram. Where is a sheep and where is the son of a Nabi? And who was a Nabi himself, Ismail alayhi salam, to sacrifice him, and Allah Ta'ala accepted a sheep. Allah said, oh Ibrahim, you be ready to go in the fire. He went in, Allah didn't let him go in the fire, Allah didn't bring another garden there. Allah made that fire a garden for him. So all our different ashabi ukhdud, when that mother was going with a little newborn child, and the king was throwing all the people who don't believe in him as God into the trenches where they filled in fire. The child was taken and thrown in the fire. The child called out to the mother, you be happy. You're not coming in a fire. You're coming in a beautiful garden of Jannah. This is what Allah Ta'ala is giving. So let us take that. So the zikr of Allah. And after zikran kathira, وَتَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Then read tasbihat also. Make zikr also, and tasbihat also. And tasbihat again, بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Mornings and night. Either literally that meaning, or what it means, that all the time. When you say somebody, you must do this day and night. Morning and evening, it means all the time you must do it. So make Allah zikr so much. And when you'll do that, Allahu Akbar, what will happen? هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will send salawat on you. Salawat are exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salam. But of that qabil, of that type of salawat, rahmat-e khasa, Allah will send on you also. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another sahaba told him, how is it I see when you enter your house, malaika make dua for you. When you come out of your house, I see malaika. You sit in our times, you sit in your car, farishtas making dua for you. You sit down, farishtas making dua. When you get up, farishtas are making dua. All the time farishtas are making dua. Say, no big deal, you can also have it. I'll tell you how. Just make the zikr of Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah is sending salawat. Allah's malaika are making dua for you. Salawat of the malaika, they are continuously. We just make the zikr of Allah. Engaged in the tasbih of Allah. We wonder now, who will go and do my shopping? Allah will send malaika to do it. And Allah does it. And malaika come in different forms. Alhamdulillah, we had the occasion of meeting some buzurgs who told us that how the malaika came to them. In their different forms they come. Whether you're at a railway station, you're alone, you got your luggage, 5-10 bags you got. You have to go from one platform to another. You don't know how to do. You just see somebody coming and offering you help. And they take you and make you comfortable. So many, where and where the malaika come. To show you your direction, Khadir alayhi salam, Allah has kept him. He shows so many people direction. So we make the zikr of Allah. We do our job, fulfill our job description, and what Allah has to do, Allah will do that. But we don't do what we have to do, and we expect everything from Allah. Do what we have to do. So, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And the main thing is not all your dunya's work. That is a sideline. That's a small deal. The main thing, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To take you out of zulumat, darkness, plural zulumat. إِلَى النُّورِ, singular. Noor, hidayat, is one path. Hidayat, there isn't an ancient Islam and a modern Islam. There isn't a camel age Islam and a jet age Islam. It's one Islam. Noor is the one, the Noor which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What is besides that is zulumat. What all the other tariqas are all zulumat. That is, and you make your zikr, Allah will take you off. Sayyukhrijakum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah is with the believers, He shows His mercy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Malakul Maut when he was extracting the ruh of one ummati of his one sahabi, that be kind. Malakul Maut said, I am kind with all believers. I show kindness to them. So Allah is all the time kind with the believers. So Allah give us the tawfiq. When somebody asked that Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what is the biggest amal in Islam? So he says, don't you read Quran Sharif? It's clearly, and this is also so many times when some ayat is mentioned, alim discusses it, we never knew this ayat is in the Quran. Now we come to realize this ayat is there. So he says, didn't you read, wala dhikrullahi akbar? The zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, those people who make the zikr of Allah ta'ala, they get the greatest rewards. Allah gives them. The Sahaba were surprised. They were at their tarbiyat, their nurturing was made that jihad is the greatest amal. So immediately they asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Very similar hadith comes with the 10 days of Zulhijjah also, and with Qurbani also. That those days, those amal are the greatest. So he said, not even jihad? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad. Zikr of Allah is the greatest. On one occasion, one sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which hajj is the best hajj? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, in that in which the most zikr of Allah is made. Which roza, fasting is the best for fast? In which the most zikr of Allah is made. Many things he asked. Every question, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in which the most zikr is made. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Aba Hafs, that was his nickname. Looks like the Zakirin have taken all the good. Nabi alayhi salam replied and said, Ajal, that is so. So zikr of Allah is a very, very great thing. So we should try and make the zikr of Allah. And Allah says, Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. It is with the zikr of Allah that heart finds solace. It's not in bright lights. It's not in discos. It's not in holiday resorts. It's not in Western way of life. If you want what everyone, even those who are going to discos and who are going to the bright lights and who are going on holidays and world cruises, they also want peace in their life. But where the peace is, we're not looking there. One poor person who had nothing in his life besides one Kruger Rand, one gold coin, he lost it and he started living in a tent shanty in a small little hut. He went in outside on the road, he looked for it. And a friend came by, saw him, he's parishan, he's desperate. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin, and that's the only asset in my life that I've got. He also felt in pity. We pity people a lot on the dunya thing. Somebody said, I missed my namaz today. No. And we missed your namaz, particular reference to asr. It is like left, you have lost all your wealth. All your family, but who feels like that if we missed our namaz? If we missed our fajr, we don't feel like that. But some dunya, small loss, and then see how much we feel. So he said that, okay, let me also help you look for it. Looked, and which is common, where you lost it. So he said, I lost it in my tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? He said, there's a bright light here. So therefore the street light, bright light, so I'm looking. You can look for it where it isn't till the cows go home. You can write it on your stomach and wipe it off with your kurta. You're not going to find it where it isn't. Go and look for it. You haven't got lights there? Use a candle light. Use a matchstick. Use your phone and look for it there. If you haven't got that also, just move your hand around. But where you lost it, you can find it. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation. Allah gave us our izzat in Islam. Our izzat is in Islam. But where are we looking for it? فَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ Go and look it for at the universities till the cows go home. Go and look for it in the stock exchanges and the big, big oil refineries and the big, big shopping malls. It's not there. How can you find it there? It's not in big degrees. It is in Islam. So we have to bring that within our lives. So, for the itminan of the heart, Allah has declared, and Allah, open your ears and hear. That's also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that there are three words in Arabic grammar when you want to draw the attention of somebody. Like we say, give me your ears, open your ears and listen to what I've got to say. Allah, Ama and Ha, when you want to draw their attention. Then Hazrat says, listen properly what I am saying. Allah, Ama, Ha. Because this also, this sabak of drawing attention, if there also you don't give your attention, you'll hear I'm saying Yamaha. And you'll think I'm some Yamaha agent. I'm sending Yamaha scooters or Yamaha engines or something. I'm not saying Yamaha. Allah, Ama, Ha. Allah says, open your ears, wash your ears. You've got too much wax in your ears. Go and wash your ears. Hear what I've got to say. Allah. So in other words, listen to it properly. Only bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. If you want that itminan, many of our friends complain, I'm very parishan. My heart is not at rest. I'm not finding. Make dhikr and make dhikr how it is supposed to be made. Which also we will inshallah try to explain. The importance of dhikr. And then dhikr is how dhikr should be made also. So dhikr has got great, great value. But unfortunately, we who are sitting here, the salikin, those who are keen for our Islam, ask us how much am I regular with the dhikr of Allah? How much, when is my slot for my dhikr? When is my slot for my dua? I haven't got slot for dua still in my life. And I'm a salik. I'm a person who is a close friend of Allah. I'm a shaykhul mashayikh now. I've got mashayikh under me. My murids have become khalifas. And they got their murids also. But still my zikr is not in order. My dua is not in order. What kind of a shaykh am I? All paper and cardboard paper shaykh and murid. They become reality and then see. So we should... our time for our zikr. And zikr is very important that we make our zikr. We do it properly. Allah has kept so to say, as Nabi alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu Bakr said, Zakirin have taken everything and gone. Just make our zikr properly. Then Allah Ta'ala explained, like for example, bay'at is not for us to become bay'at. But a method and on what bay'at must be made, Allah explained the details in the Quran Sharif. Details of namaz are not in the Quran Sharif. They are all in the hadith. And Allah reward tremendously our fuqaha who took out all the ayat and the ahadith and they gave it to us. All nawaqid wuzu one place. What things break your wuzu? Tartib wuzu another. Sunnats of wuzu another place. Farais of wuzu. From everywhere they took it and they prepared it for us. Like the housewife, she got everything, something which came from Spain, zafran, and some vegetables that came from Malawi, and some fish that came from Durban. All these things she put it, prepared a meal. Now we just have to eat it. You don't have to go now again to Spain and buy zafran there, and you don't have to go and buy olive oil in Morocco. Everything is ready for you. Our deen is ready for us. It is for us now just to have it and enjoy it. Not only to have it, but to enjoy it. And more than our sumptuous meals that we have, that the meals of the spiritual meal is much more enjoyable. We just need a taste for it. Like a person who hasn't got taste for olive oil, he has to develop. When he gets that, he won't be able to use any other oil besides olive, no matter how expensive it is. And when you get the taste for zamzam, today, unfortunately, it's all fake zamzam we're having. Allah, we have the real, you can't drink other water besides Zamzam then, when you get the taste of Zamzam. When you get the water of sweet borehole water, the municipal water which is all mixed with sewage and what, you won't be able to drink that water. So Allah, give us the proper taste in our deen also, and then see. Gee. So we must make our zikr inshallah, and then see the great benefits what they are in zikrullah. And when we just have to get a custom, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I've seen those buzurgs of mine, somebody else is making zikr and water comes in their mouth. Like when you smell biryani or something roast and you just see now water. Now family tells me every day, don't talk about food in the bayan. Because now all are hungry and you talk of food, you can feel then how the spit comes in the mouth for the food. But now you can't eat now. So Hazrat Shaykh says, I saw my buzur, somebody else making, they enjoyed so much. That actually spit comes in their mouth, like that enjoyment they are getting. And we are such today, somebody else making zikr, and we got an allergy. Our stomach starts paining. I get a pain in my head. Why is making zikr? Why is making loud zikr? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Dhul Yadayn making very loud zikr. Very loud zikr. Just by the door of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, is this a munafiq? Making so loud zikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, da'ahu fa'innahu minal awwabin. Living. He is the person who is just, his heart is with Allah Ta'ala. He is madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. So zikr of Allah is a great, great ni'mat which Allah is, and the enjoyment we will get. So we must make our zikr regularly, and Allah will see to all our work also. So Allah has explained the adab also of zikr. Like for bay'at, for the ladies, إِذَا جَاكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يُبَايِعْنَكَ. Then all the Allah yushrikna billahi shay'un wa la yasriqna wa la yaznin, all the details there for wudu, the details are in the hadith, all the details. The command of wudu is in the Quran. Namaz, the command is many places in the Quran Sharif, but all the details are there, and the fuqaha, Allah reward them, they prepared everything for us. So in the same way, the zikr, Allah gave the details. What tabattal ilayhi? Wadhkur isma rabbi. And take the name of your Rabb. And when you're taking the name, Allah, 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 how must you take it? Allah gave the adab. Wadhkur ilayhi tabtila. Exclusive of your mind must be only to Allah. Your time of zikr, for example, is after fajr. Everyone must decide his own time when he wants to make zikr. And on that time, which suits him, must not be sleepy and tired, that you say, La ilaha, and you fall asleep. So you, what you said, there is no Allah, and then you slept away. When you woke up after 5 minutes, La ilaha, and you sleep again. So all the time you made zikr, that there is no Allah. What zikr? And now you're expecting the goodness of zikr. So make it when you are not so sleepy, not when you are so hungry, and you're just thinking of the food all the time. And what's there for breakfast today all the time. No, not when you are fresh, when you can give your attention. Zikr needs prime time, not your scrap time. Not when you are so tired and you are not worth anything now. You just want to sleep and you can't see your mind, your computer is off, it's gone offline. And not like that, like when you go to Home Affairs, you wait in the queue 10 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours. When you come there, computers are down, load shedding. So now when you want to make zikr for all other things, you got time. When it's now for zikr, load shedding now. Computers are off now, we've gone offline now. Now be online and properly online when you make your zikr. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah we'll carry on tomorrow. All these things are very important. Please, I'll make dua for me, Allah brings it in my life. And for all of us, make dua, Allah makes it. And who we see somebody has got it, in his sadaqah, Ya Allah, give it to me also. Increase him what he's got and give me also. These are the things what we have come for. Bring them into our, and you yourself will, when a young girl was giving birth, she told her mother or mother-in-law, when my baby is born, maybe at middle of the night, and I don't know, I might take a karwa turn, and I might crush my baby. So you must wake me up when I'm giving birth. Mother told mother-in-law, Beti, don't worry. When you're going to give birth, you will wake up the whole muhalla. You will shout so much your pain, you will wake up everyone. So this dard come into us. And when the dard will come into us, nobody will have to tell you that speak the truth, stand up for the truth. You will tell others, you will wake up the sleeping people. But till that dard is not in us, then you are sleeping yourself. Where are you going to wake up somebody else? Allah, give us that. Bring it into us, inshallah.